Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Welcome back, everyone. I appreciate you joining me for Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and today we're going to wrap up this two-part series entitled Water, Water Everywhere, Which One Should I Drink? If you recall last week's show, I shared with you some really important information on your body's need for water. Remember, I reminded you that your body contains approximately 100 trillion cells, and that while all cells in different parts of your body might look a little different, each one of the cells has a few things in common, and one of the most important things that they have in common is that they are all covered by a cell membrane that's made primarily out of fat, called a phospholipid bilayer, and that your cells are dependent on water to stay healthy and run efficiently. In fact, out of those 100 trillion cells in your body, they are each composed somewhere of roughly 70 to 98% water, depending on your age and the type of tissue we're talking about. And I also reminded you that when your cells are working properly, they allow for a complete free flow of water and oxygen into the cell and carbon dioxide out of the cell. In fact, that's how your cells stay both pH balanced and well hydrated. And that whole topic of hydration led us on to the information that we talked about next last week, which was namely that approximately 80% of the population in all industrialized countries in the world are dehydrated. 80%. And that, I remember I told you that thirst was a really poor way to monitor your body's need for water. In fact, if you feel thirsty or your mouth is dry, you're already mildly dehydrated. And then we went on to list the long list of complaints of illnesses and chronic pain and disease processes that are associated with dehydration, including headaches, backaches, muscle aches, constipation, acid reflux, heart palpitations, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, depression, gout, insomnia, dry scaly skin, ulcers, wrinkles, slow healing time, muscle twitching or cramping, and things like diabetes, arthritis, lupus, ALS, MS, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So I also reminded you that connection exists to dehydration and all of those diseases and chronic pain, because every one of your body functions is dependent upon water, and that you could live for 8 weeks without food, but you can't live 8 days without water. And since our body needs water to survive, and since more than 70% of our body is composed of water, it just makes sense that the higher the quality of the water that you consume would dictate the quality of the cells of those 100 trillion cells in your body. And that's where we came up with the problem. And the problem is that the one substance that we need the most, the one thing we can absolutely not live without, happens to be one of the most polluted substances on Earth. So we discussed the really dismal state of water quality throughout the United States and a lot of other industrialized nations. Remember, I mentioned that more than 900 people die and up to 7 million people just in the U.S. these statistics are just in the U.S., get sick every year from drinking tap water. And in fact, most of those 24-hour viruses or flu symptoms that you've experienced are actually just the result of bacteria, viruses, and parasites that are lurking in your tap water. Because you remember I told you that your tap water was really just a soup of enteric bacteria and viruses and chemical byproducts from manufacturing and runoff from farming and our own, including in that whole soup, is our own cleaning products and body care products and even more dangerous chemicals that can be found are in our drinking water, because the EPA only regulates 87 of the chemicals that are found in our tap water. But since there are approximately 1,500 new chemical formulations developed every year, thousands and thousands and thousands of nasty chemicals go completely unregulated and can be found in our water. Remember, I shared that in Texas, it's been demonstrated that every single fish in Texas rivers and lakes contain unsafe levels of Prozac, and that in every major city in the U.S. and probably throughout the many other countries in the world has found traces of synthetic hormones and chemotherapy drugs and antibiotics and all kinds of other prescription drugs are found in the urine of people who are tested, even if they're not taking those drugs, because those chemicals are in our water supply. So, we talked then about some of the dangers of chemicals that are purposefully added to our water to disinfect it, things like chlorine and chloramines and fluoride. And then we started talking about some filtration systems, because we at least had to change, you know, sort of break the cycle a little bit about all that depressing stuff in our water. And so I want you to remember, before we move on to water, more information about water filtration systems and bottled water, and I start taking your questions either by phone or from instant feedback. So remember, if you're listening via the computer, over on the right-hand side, there's an instant feedback section, and you can type your questions in there, and I'll do my best to get them all answered. And speaking of answering questions, before we finish this discussion on water filtration, I want to actually answer a question from a listener from last week. Annie wrote that she'd been drinking bottled water for years because of her reaction to fluoride and wanted to know what my opinion is about bottled water. So this is a great time to discuss bottled water before we move on. A lot of you may already know that the bottled water industry is a multi-billion dollar a year industry, and that it produces about 50 billion bottles of water per year. And in the U.S., I can't speak to the regulations in other countries, but here in the U.S., there is less than one whole person dedicated to the regulation of the bottled water industry, because the person who is over the regulation of the bottled water industry also is also in charge of some other projects. So you could say that there's virtually no regulation in bottled water. However, there have been quite a few investigative reporters that have taken it upon themselves to research bottled water companies, and that has turned out to reveal some very interesting information. In fact, more than 90% of the bottled water out on the market in the United States is nothing but tap water that's sometimes been slightly filtered, sometimes not filtered at all, and it's just been put in a bottle, a label's been slapped on it, a cap's put on it, and out the door it goes. There's no checking, there are no standards for purity, nothing. Now, a few of the big companies actually use reverse osmosis systems to clean the water and then add the minerals back in for some flavor. And so in most cases, bottled water can be equal to or worse than tap water. And the reason that it can be worse than tap water is primarily because of the bottle itself. The plastics that are used to produce the plastic water bottles will actually leach into the water pretty rapidly. And this happens very quickly when the bottles of water are exposed to temperature fluctuations. So, for instance, bottled water is bottled. It's then put on a truck for shipping. And in that big truck, they're not refrigerated, so the water gets really hot. When that happens, more leaching happens. Then it's stored in an un-air-conditioned warehouse. So lots of high temperatures and then maybe drop and then high again. So you're getting lots of temperature fluctuations while it's being stored. And then it's loaded back on a truck again and taken to the point of distribution of whether that's Costco or Safeway or, you know, whatever the name of the grocery store is or Whole Foods. Those bottles have been exposed over and over and over and over and over again to temperature fluctuations, which causes them to leach these plastic chemicals out. And those plastic chemicals are actually known hormone disruptors and have been linked to many, many, many reproductive problems, including cancers of the breast, the ovaries, testicles, and prostate. And they're also linked to lots of reproductive problems, infertility and polycystic ovary disease. They're all kinds of things. And in addition to that, if that wasn't bad enough, they're a huge environmental hazard because of the way that they're disposed and broken down. Did you know that there is a big space the size of Texas in the Pacific Ocean that's nothing but a large mass of a plastic stew, and that ships and migratory whales, and they have to navigate around it. They can't swim through it. And the problem is that these plastics that are dumped into the ocean begin to degrade and create this soupy thing. But that same thing happens in landfills. So when the process begins to take place in the landfill, plastic particles leach into the soil that allow them to make their way into the rivers and streams. And this creates a whole cycle of plastic intoxication of our environment. Now, this is such a huge topic that I could do 3 or 4 shows on it alone, just this topic of plastics in the environment. And I have done some already, but I'm hoping really soon to have Casey Cochran from Save a Breast to come and talk about the role of some of those chemicals, like phthalates, in breast health or breast cancer. So when we come back, it's time for a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about different filtration methods. So go ahead and type in your instant messages, give us a call, get as many questions answered today as possible, because I'm going to try to make sure that I can get as many of those questions in between segments, and everyone who calls in or writes in or is entered to win free books. So go ahead and call in, write in, and I'll be back in just a few moments after we listen to some messages from our sponsors.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to transformationtalkradio.com and let us help you drive.
We all have to give Brian, my great engineer, a hand for his wonderful music selection.
Thanks,
today to go along with our topic. So I want to welcome you back after that commercial break to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. The show is entitled Water, Water Everywhere, Which One Should I Drink? So in the last segment, we kind of went through all of the topics that we covered last week in part one of the series, and then moved on to a little info about bottled water. So I want to remind you that you can call in at 800-930-2819 to ask some questions, or you can just send a message via instant feedback. And I'll do my best to get as many questions answered as possible today, although there's a lot of info to cover, so we're going to just kind of go back to hitting the ground running here. So I promised that I would get in more detail during this particular hour this part two of this subject, about different kinds of water filtration systems and the ones that I think are the best and what are the upsides and downsides of them. So I'm going to go back, and I know I touched on it a little bit last week, but I think that it's a great idea to just go ahead and go through all of them. So let's start with distillation. So what happens when you distill water is that you take water, tap water, you boil it, and then as the steam rises, it forms droplets, which are then captured and stored in a container. Now, distilled water has some really great purposes. It's void of minerals, so it keeps your steam iron and your desktop fountain from getting clogged up with calcium deposits. So that's one great thing about distilled water. But distillation doesn't really get rid of some of the nasty organic compounds like pesticides and herbicides that are found in our water supply, because anything that has a boiling point lower than 100 degrees Celsius or 212 degrees Fahrenheit is simply concentrated into the distilled water rather than being eliminated from it. So that's one of the downsides of distilled water. Plus, it's rather cumbersome to produce distilled water. But worst of all of the things that you could say about distilled water, lacking minerals, that sort of thing, the most important thing for you to remember is that it's loaded with free radicals, and some of them are the most dangerous varieties of free radicals. And free radicals, as you know, are responsible for illness, for chronic pain, for aging, you know, all the wrinkles on our face, death, disease, and ultimately death. So we want to avoid these free radicals. Now, there is one little instance, and I mentioned this last week, when I actually think that distilled water can be used in a prescriptive measure, and that is if you are on a heavy metal detox program, you can drink distilled water for up to 2 weeks, because distilled water, because it's void of minerals, it combines easily with minerals. So it will combine more easily or more readily with some of those heavy metals in your body and help you get rid of them. So for 2 weeks only, or 2 weeks at a time, maybe twice a year maximum, that's all I recommend for distilled water. Other than that, you can really start causing some overall health problems. So one of the other most popular methods out there for cleaning up your water is reverse osmosis. So reverse osmosis is actually one of the best ways to clean your water, and it does leave a few minerals intact. And the equipment is readily available and pretty low cost. For instance, at Costco or Lowe's or Home Depot, you can get a reverse osmosis system for about $150 and then pay to have it installed. And this is just for a system that would go at your kitchen sink. Not a whole house, although they are available for whole house systems. They take up quite a bit more room, because this is how reverse osmosis works. So it's pretty economical in terms of reducing about 90 to 95% of all the contaminants in your water, because it's it actually uses a method called osmosis, so that's why it's called reverse osmosis. So water flows in through a few filters, and then it gets to this bladder that where the water is contained, and the bladder has very, very, very small pores in it, just enough to let water out, but not enough to let most compounds out, because most of the things that are contained in your water will have a bigger molecular structure than H2O. And so mostly what's let out of the through that filter is just water and not too many contaminants. So how osmosis works is a gradient change. So it's actually causing water to want to flow from inside where there's lots of water to outside where there's not much water to create an equilibrium. This is just how chemistry works in these sort of functions. So this is what's happening. Now, some things will get through. You know, there can be 10 to, you know, up to 10% of contaminants that make it through that bladder, but that's a drastic reduction in what we had before it went through reverse osmosis. Now, the positive about reverse osmosis is that it's not very expensive to produce. You do have to change that bladder out about once a year. And in purification systems, rather than just depending on the water to slowly eke its way through the bladder to create this equilibrium between the amount of water outside and the amount of water inside the bladder, we'll actually use a little bit of pressure to do that too. So that makes the process go a little bit faster. But one of the downsides of reverse osmosis is that the system can only produce limited amounts of water per day. And another is that just like distilled water, reverse osmosis water contains loads, I mean loads, of free radicals that are produced as the water is being stripped of the chemicals and being pushed through the bladder. So, got some upsides and got some downsides. Now, let's move on to carbon block and carbon and activated carbon filters. So, carbon absorption is a really widely used method of home water filtration, and you can get those little kind that hook on your faucet, like Pure, or the little carafes like Brita, or you can have a bigger carbon filter that goes under your sink, or you can have a whole house carbon filter that filters all the water that comes into your house. So one of the things that's great about carbon is that it actually absorbs a lot of the odors and the chlorine, and even chloramine is pretty widely filtered out by most carbon and block and granulated carbon filters. And so the other upside about it is that it uses virtually no energy to produce the to filter the water. And so really what's happening is the water is just flowing through this these organic compounds, and it's filtering out contaminants. And it does a pretty darn good job of getting most of the nasty gases and lots and lots of chemicals. And in some cases, it can actually even get out some microorganisms, but it generally doesn't affect the total dissolved solids or the hardness of your water, and it doesn't take out heavy metals. So there's only a few carbon filter systems that have actually been certified to remove lead, asbestos, or bacterial or parasite forms like E. coli or little cysts that are parasites, these little things that are not really affected by chlorine. So activated carbon is really created from a variety of different carbon-based materials in a really high temperature process, so that there are really small pores and lots of little crevices, so that water has to flow more slowly to get through it. And the more slowly it goes through that carbon filter, and the bigger the block of carbon, and the more dense it is, the more filtration that actually happens. So carbon absorption is used generally in conjunction or in combination with other treatment processes. And so the placement in a line of, you know, filters is kind of important. And I see that it's already time. Boy, we are moving. We're blowing through the time today. So it's already time for another short break, so that we can hear some interesting info from our sponsors. And so if you'll just stay tuned, I'll be back in just a moment. Remember, you can call in at 800-930-2819 with your questions, or send me instant feedback, and I've already got a couple of those, which I will get answered when we come back from the short commercial break. So join me when I come back.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about water. In fact, this show is entitled Water, Water Everywhere, Which One Should I Drink? Now, if you were just listening to that last commercial spot, our last sponsor spot from TryTheWaterFree.com, you're going to know why that's such an important number for you to keep track of here in just a few minutes, because as we move on today, we're going to get through the rest of these filtration methods, and then I'm going to give you my recommendations for the absolute best combination of filtration methods in order for you to have the water that is the absolute healthiest for you and for your family. So right before we went to commercial break, I was talking to you about carbon filters. And the one thing that I want you to remember is that certain kinds of carbon filters can actually remove the dangerous things we talked about last time. Some of them will remove a few heavy metals, but not very many. But they can actually remove chlorine and chloramines. And chloramines are one of those difficult to remove chemical substrate, chemical substances. So that's a, it's a good idea for you to do some research if you're going to use a carbon filter to make sure that it can actually reduce or remove chloramines. Now, before I move on, I want to remind you that if you are calling in or writing in, I need to have your mailing instructions. If you're the winner of a booklet, then I need to actually be able to send it to you. So I've chosen some winners already, so be sure to go ahead and send me your mailing instructions. You can find me or contact me in lots of different ways. You can find me on Facebook at Simple Health Network. You can find my website at simplehealthnetwork.com, or you can email me at info@simplehealthnetwork.com, or you can find me on my blog, OMG, that's allergy free. So let's get back to our filtration methods. So the next one that I want to talk about is KDF media. That stands for kinetic degradation fluxion, and that is just a, you know, a lot of words to describe a process that is a high purity copper zinc formulation that that actually creates a process that we call oxidation reduction. And so what it does is actually exchange minerals and exchange ions to change the actual chemical structure of something that comes in contact with that copper zinc formula. And so by doing that, it removes chlorine, lead, mercury, iron, and hydrogen sulfide from water supplies. And because it's doing all of this oxidation and process, it will actually remove some bacteria, some algae, and some fungal forms, and it can actually reduce the accumulation of calcium buildup or lime scale. So, generally speaking, KDF is an amazing part of a filtration system rather than just the only filtration system itself. So, if you were to combine KDF with carbon filters, that's when you would get a really high quality water that comes out at the end of that kind of a system. So the technology for KDF was actually developed in the mid-1980s and patented not until 1987, but the FDA has done some pretty rigorous testing on it, and it has it says that it has allowable levels for zinc and copper in the water, since that's its basic medium. But if you were to put the KDF before a carbon filter, you're actually going to get rid of most of the copper and most of the zinc that's left by putting it through a carbon block filter. So that's kind of the advantage of knowing how to structure your water filtration system. And that was one of the questions that I got, is if I use more than one system, what should that look like? I want to go over a couple of other things before I give you kind of my dream order, and it's actually a system that I have used in the past. Now, one of the advantages to KDF is also that low energy production, and so it's a really low cost kind of situation. Now, there's another kind of filter that's getting a lot of attention these days, and that's a UV filter. Now, a UV filter simply means that it's using ultraviolet radiation to kill bacteria. So it's known as a germicidal treatment for water. So very low-pressure lamps are emitting UV light and into the water as it passes, as the water passes over or beside it. It's emitting these rays. And so that amount of oxidation from the radiation, it's ionizing radiation. So when that's happening, it's actually going in and getting inside that organism and destroying the organism via oxidation from the inside out. So it will literally kill all the E. coli, all the parasites, all the bacteria, all the fungus, all the viruses in water. It will actually destroy them. Now, there is a big advantage to that, but then there is a disadvantage, and the disadvantage is that we're, again, introducing large amounts of oxidation to the water in the form of radiation, and we could possibly be restructuring the water in a less than ideal way. So while that is really helpful, we would not want that to be the end of our water story. We would want to have allow the water to go through back through another process. So we've covered distillation. We've covered reverse osmosis. We've covered carbon. We've covered KDF, and we've covered UV filters. And I know that a lot of you have already heard me talk many times about this next subject, but I've saved what I consider to be kind of the best for last, and that is that I want to talk to you a bit about water ionizers, which is the answer to another one of my questions that has been sent in. So this is we'll get started here, and then we're going to have to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and finish up talking about ionization. So I want to let you know that I do not sell water ionizers. I don't sell carbon filters. I don't sell whole house filters, which, by the way, I think are amazing. I don't sell reverse osmosis. I don't sell any kind of water filtration systems at all. However, since 2005, when I was introduced to ionized water, and in 1987, when I was reversed to reverse osmosis water, I've been doing a lot of studies. So since 1987, I've been studying a lot of things about water. And in 2005, that's when I was actually introduced to high-quality ionized water. I had some experiences with other kinds of ionized water in the past, didn't have good success. But in 2005, when I was introduced, I saw some really amazing things happen. And it took me about a year to really, 6 months to a year, to really figure out why ionized water, why there were some amazing benefits to ionized water. So I want to just go through the process of what happens when you ionize water. So what happens is that you have tap water that goes through a process. So just like it went through distillation or reverse osmosis or UV or KDF or carbon, we're starting now with tap water that goes through a whole process that's called electrolysis. In other words, water passes through a field where there's electricity, and electricity, as it passes through the water, does a few interesting things to the water. It, first of all, it breaks it up. It breaks some of the chemicals in the water up. It will actually zap some of the microorganisms that are in the water, basically like electrocuting them. But what it does to the water is break H2O, which is the formula for water, it'll break up part of it, not 100% of the water that flows through, but it'll break up a large part of the water into OH negative and hydrogen. So now we have one hydrogen and one oxygen atom together in a molecule in an ionic state called OH negative or hydroxyl ion. And then we have hydrogen all by itself. Now, interestingly enough, this process is the same process that's used in the production of energy through a hydrogen fuel cell. So what happens is that you pass water through an electrical field, and it breaks it apart. And then these hydrogen that have broken away from the H2O, when they're exposed to platinum, they actually give up their electrons. So in a hydrogen fuel cell, what happens is that those electrons are directed down a little wire, and we get electricity into our homes. In the case of ionized water, what happens is that those electrons become part of the drinking water that's produced during this process of ionization. So this is actually just, this is just the beginning, and I'll explain the rest of it when we come back from our break. So hang in there with me, and I'll answer more of your questions, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready to create your sacred space everywhere and anywhere you go? Are you ready to change your life by creating a sacred partnership with your highest self? Do you often experience the endless daily grind in your life? A sacred space offers healing, comfort, and a personal sanctuary. A sacred space feels familiar, like home, and home always reminds you of who you are and the wonderful qualities that lie within you. Create your own sacred space. Personalize a room or space you choose. Add some decoration and color, or surround yourself with treasures and trinkets that connect with your heart. Take them with you when you travel. Create this sacred partnership that leads you to your haven of peace. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on this journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, everybody. So we're just going to pick it up and try to wrap up really quickly. So before the break, I explained to you the process that creates ionized water. And the reason that this is important, and it's actually the basis for a clinical trial study that I'm getting ready to begin. I'm just in the process of getting the final organization pieces together, is that these free electrons seem to act as perfect antioxidants in the body. And so rather than adding oxidation that happens during distillation or reverse osmosis or even the KDF or the UV filters, this is actually doing the opposite. It's adding antioxidants that can be used by the body. So because we're a little short on time, I'm going to kind of jump right into a few things about ionized water and make sure that you understand these. And I'm sorry for all the people whose questions I wasn't able to get to today. We'll try to pick this up on just a Q&A call, show at some point in time. But I want to kind of dispel something here. Lots and lots and lots of people are drinking water from an ionizer, from all different kinds of ionizers, and they're really concerned just about the pH level of the water, and they're thinking that if I drink this really alkaline water, it's going to change my body. But that's actually not true. It's a whole myth about pH and drinking pH, you know, alkaline water is really going to change your body, because your body has all kinds of buffering systems in it, including stomach acid, that will immediately change that alkaline water into an acidic substance. So that's not what I can see as the value of ionized water. What's really the value of the ionized water are these antioxidants. And like I said, this is the basis of this clinical trial study that I'm getting ready to start. And if you'd like to find out more information about that project, I've just shot a Kickstarter video, so it'll be available soon on Kickstarter. It will also be available on my website. Again, that's www.simplehealthnetwork.com. And you can also find out more updates on my Facebook page at Simple Health Network. So I really want to help you understand that it's not about the pH, that pH can be, alkaline water can be produced in lots of ways. In fact, back a few years ago, I had a medical spa in North Idaho, and I had a water filtration system that cost me more than $10,000 back, you know, years ago when things were a little less expensive. And it brought the water in and it passed it through a UV filter, it passed it through carbon, it passed it through a water softener, and then it actually went through a reverse osmosis. And in order to make that water more alkaline and have some minerals in it, I added drops of minerals. And that actually, over time, created very bad health issues for me. And so it was fine for my patients because they were only there for a short period of time and it worked as a detox, but over time it really can create some big problems in your body because those minerals that are added in mineral filtration cartridges, in drops, all kinds of things, actually are inorganic minerals that your body can't use. And there's kind of an old saying in naturopathic medicine that if your body can't assimilate them easily, it also can't eliminate them easily. And so they build up and create things like cataracts and contribute to hardening of the arteries and arthritis and bone spurs and all kinds of things like that. And I actually had a lot of those things. I had kidney stones. I had gallstones. I got bone spurs. I had a lot of issues that cropped up from using water that was very alkaline because of adding minerals to it. So in the process of ionization, you want to make sure that whatever kind of ionizer you're using only uses electricity to ionize the water and not adding extra minerals in to ionize the water. So this is a big caveat, and I'm sure that sometime in the next few weeks, we'll be talking a little bit more about this clinical trial study and some more things about the antioxidant properties of the free electrons in ionized water. But I do want to just remind you that I want to deliver on my promise and let you know what my favorite kind of method would be for filtering water. So this is going to be predicated on the fact that you actually own your own home and you can install some of these things. And I'm going to give you a different one for your sink top. And I've got to be quick here because our time is almost up. So my dream system would be a combination of KDF and carbon filter, a carbon block filter with KDF that preceded it. And before that would be a UV filter. So you'd have a UV filter followed by a KDF and carbon filter. And then and that would give you water that would be very beneficial for showering and washing your hair and washing your hands and all of those kinds of things, because you'd be rid of the microorganisms as well as most of the chemicals. And then, if you're going to use a water ionizer, I actually recommend using reverse osmosis technology, remineralizing the water with just enough minerals to create a good ionization. And so this is my dream system for a whole house. Now, if you have just the under the sink kind of thing because you're in rental property or a small condo or something like that, you can still do many of these steps. You can still get a 5-stage filter or 4-stage filter that would contain KDF materials, that would also contain carbon, activated carbon, and a paper filter and a UV light. And you can put those all in sequence and then pass the water through reverse osmosis and into your water ionizer. This is a really effective system for drinking water. And then on your showers, and your bath are actually little filters that you can put on. They're just carbon filters, but you can actually find some that have KDF and carbon together that would get rid of most of the nasty things in your showering and bathing water. So sorry to have to wrap this up so quickly, but I do want to thank you so much for joining me today for Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday. So sorry again, I didn't get all of your questions answered, but I promise to do that in the near future. I hope everyone has a very happy, healthy week, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
org.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.